This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Hour number three, coming to you. Let me try that again. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. I don't know what caused that. That was really interesting. I do not know what caused that at all. So they have nominated Donald Trump on the Republican side for re-election to President of the United States. And I think that's sort of telling. I think it is a it is becoming more and more apparent that he will win. At least these are the signs that I see. I have no scientific method whatsoever that I employ to put this out there. Although one thing the Democrats do not seem to be able to do. I mean, the people that are Trump supporters are vociferous Trump supporters. The people that are against Trump were not, I mean, especially on the left-hand side, they were not looking for Joe Biden. Joe Biden won, but they were not looking for Joe Biden. They were probably looking for Bernie. But, you know, Bernie is also an old man, as is Joe. Trump is an old man, except Trump still has every, what I think, because I don't know the guy. But I believe that all of his mental facilities are still 100%. And that's what a president needs to be. There was a lot of speculation going into the quote-unquote convention that they would DX or get rid of Biden. And they made a big mistake. They stuck with him. And now they are well and truly stuck with him. Even Hillary Clinton did not stagger in, waving her half-empty bottle of screw-top Trader Joe's Chardonnay and push him out of the way. Michelle Obama, she stayed put in her seaside villa, from which she chides me for, or chides us for, among other things, not taking the global warming hoax, rising ocean threat seriously, even though she lives there and she'll get to watch it firsthand. And Kamala failed to get that box of special chocolates past Old Finger's latest food taster. So, luckily for the Democrats, Joe Biden's message, his speech, was the greatest speech in the history of speeching, according to reliable and objective mainstream media sources, whose collective reaction to the teleprompter opus collectively evoked the sin of Onan. Because he only plagiarizes from the best. The B-dog managed to read from a teleprompter without drooling and concluded by yelling, "Come on, fat!" And I guess that was kind of an achievement, not just the impressive kind. And that did not stop the MSNBC NN Pogue's gallery of smart people of smartness from hailing him as Cicero reborn, though Cicero ended up with his head and nails nailed, or excuse me, his head and his hand nailed to the rostra. And while the 25th Amendment is a somewhat less severe fate, the savvy observer would put nothing past his scheming sidekick. And that's actually their best-case scenario, too. And that hype is part of the problem with the Weekend at Joe's campaign strategy, where his handlers, in cahoots with their media transcriptionists, prop up his mumbling, you know, this mumbling stiff and insist that all's well, even as they wrap him in Depends and mainline him and sure to keep him upright. And that's primarily because it's worked okay so far, maybe too well. They did their level best to keep a manifestly senile old pervert in the race, and darned if they haven't pulled that one off. They made it so he couldn't be shuffled off the stage. And any time the Democrat Cassandras behind the scenes warned, hey, this guy doesn't need the big red button, he needs a bib, his handlers would point out to the polls showing Biden with 10, 20, 30 points ahead of Donald Trump. Though the numbers are like that only because their media pollsters massage the numbers into the happiest ending this side of a lonely NFL owner. They are the terrier that caught the Gran Torino. Congratulations, suckers. Now there's no getting rid of Joe Van Winkle. He's locked in when he should be locked up. His first post-speech media confab, even with Kamala right on by his side, super-friendly interviewer David Muir spoon-feeding him his mush, and a shot collar under his shirt was a disaster. A headline is that 3 months from now he wants to order us into face thongs again. And there were so many unasked follow-up questions come to mind, like, what about a guy alone hunting elk in Montana? Or what part of the Constitution gives the president the authority to order us into cough burkas? Biden insists he would do what these scientists tell him, and you have to wonder which scientists, since a bunch of them think this pandemic paranoia is stupid. You just have trouble finding that out, since his big tech masters do their best to squelch dissent. Does he disagree with Dr. Fauci? Dr. Fauci insists Trump has taken all his recommendations, for better or worse. So, should we ignore Dr. Fauci now? Why does Grandpa Badfinger hate science so very much? And, you know, the end result is that he blew it. This crusty crustacean couldn't have gotten lobbed easier pitches if he were running for the captain of a Dover preschool nearsighted girls softball league, which is another office he's too senile for. One edge that this doddering campaign had was that people had zero expectations for Hoover's stripper baby's grandpa, assuming he even shows up to debate, which is not a done deal before the convention. If he'd merely wandered out onto the stage with the president and didn't drown in his own slobber, he would win the expectations game. But they voided that edge with their ridiculous fawning over his ridiculous speech. I really liked it when the goofy blue check, swooning because of his speechwriter, cited some bumper sticker sentiment about Kierkegaard, faith sees best in the dark. Heavy, huh? Like, whoa. Really sums it up. I'm totally slapping that on my Prius right next to the one that says coexist. What's next? As my favorite poet Rummy once wrote, is he running to be elected least interesting sophomore at Sarah Lawrence? So now the bar is raised for the debate, since Kierkegaard's fanboy is the master of rhetoric and the font of all wisdom. He can't just come out, stand there, and win by not forgetting to zip up his flyer by foregoing groping a production assistant. He's going to have to deal with Trump, who is as vital and focused as Trump is dissipated and lost. And he will have moderators like Candy Crowley for him, coming out there for him big time, trying to cover for his incoherence, take Trump off his game. But Trump is cunning, and he is bloodthirsty. And he'll ignore the media offensive line. He'll blitz right at Biden, and he's going to smear him all over the field. Trump has achievements. He has promises he's kept. And if you listen to his speeches, he's making more promises that he'll keep. And what's Mr. Jill got? His theme is, I'm kind of nice and pay no attention to the agenda of the communists pulling my strings. He's going to raise your taxes, ban fracking, suck up to the Chi-Coms, let rioters run rampant. Defund the cops and try to take your guns. And the Democratic plan has worked so well, they literally have the worst possible candidate to defend this idiotic agenda against the best and most aggressive GOP politician in decades. As Kierkegaard might say, oh man, you dudes are so very hosed. I go into this confident. I feel good as we head into this. Those of you that are apprehensive, I get it. Don't let it run your day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Blue Cities. Well, right now, the Blue Cities are hellscapes, let me tell you. And people are leaving them. High taxes, extended lockdowns, massive crime, rioting, and looting have all driven taxpayers from Portland to New York to pack up, leave their cities, heading to friendlier red climes where rule of law is a thing, taxes are low, businesses are easy to start, and public officials show common sense on COVID risks. According to the New York Post, flat rate mover said 100 moves a day. It does in the city are for very different reasons from previous years. We used to move a lot of people from Brooklyn to Manhattan or Queens, said David Giampietro, the company's chief administrative officer. Now it's the mileage. We're not going 5 miles anymore. It's like 20, 30, 40 to New Jersey, Connecticut, and upstate. More than 16,000 New Yorkers change their address to Connecticut from March through June, according to the Hartford Courant. United Van Lines and Mayflower Movers said it had done 1,008 out-of-state moves from New York City starting in March, with 28% to Florida and California and 16% to Texas and North Carolina. Writer James Al Schuler, he notes that it's gotten very bad in New York. So bad that he forecasts the city won't be recoverable. And that is a ominous statement. Won't be recoverable. This should be a point of embarrassment for these blue leftist ruling claques that people are fleeing. People flee the chaos of systemic socialism wherever it's found, sometimes on leaky rafts, sometimes by barreling over walls, and sometimes by U-Haul. And all these elites can think is that they're in really good company. Like shortages, people voting with their feet is found wherever socialism is found. And here you have it. You've got thousands of productive people fleeing New York. And instead of begging for them to come back, as Andrew Cuomo did, in not so serious terms a few weeks ago, the hardest of the hardcore leftists are now saying, big deal, there's more where that came from. Yeah. Here's the view of a leftist professor explaining why human and capital flight is no problemo in New York City, according to Axios. We get this. His last name is Hacker for some reason. What's really going to save New York is immigrants. And he's taught political science to many generations of them. And while lots of New Yorkers are leaving out there in Bangalore and Ukraine and Natal, there are people who want to be New Yorkers who will gladly take their place, bringing their ambition and brain power. Hacker welcomes these voluntary New Yorkers. I only want people in the city who want to be here. And that's pretty much the same thing that Mayor Bill de Blasio said just a couple of weeks ago. According to the New York Post, we get this. I think you'll see a certain number of people who leave, and at the appropriate time, after there's a vaccine, will come back. And I think you'll see some people decide they want a different kind of lifestyle. And I think those people will be replaced by other people coming in. I think that pattern will start again over the next couple of years. So no worries about people fleeing. There's always war where they came from. To socialists, people are always just matter. Okay? Just matter, as in molecules, material, mass. And they're putty in the hands of socialist central planners. And if some flee, they've got replacement parts with bottomless resources, so who cares? They can always get more where they came from. And never mind the little detail that people fleeing are often immigrants themselves. That productive kind, you know? When you have a really arrogant attitude like that, it certainly becomes easy to avoid fiscal reform. It becomes easy not to end the stranglehold of unions. It becomes easy not to drop the choking regulations and lockdowns if there's an endless supply of people, doesn't it? Who needs to adopt a moderate course or reduce the socialist strangleholds on the economy when there's no need to conserve people? And this is why the socialists are just going to keep getting crazier. Nikki Cowles forecast that it would happen, and he was not surprised. On Twitter, he said, that didn't take long. What's really going to save New Yorkers is immigrants, says Andrew Hacker. He pointed out that Hacker said, we need millions of immigrants to fill our now emptied cities. You can sense this talking point coming. And as usual, he's right about this. It's pretty obvious they're going to glom onto this narrative more as it mean, as a means of avoiding any address of their socialist failures. Socialists don't know how to tell you that they were wrong or that they were incorrect or they made a mistake. They don't know how to do that. Now, where the problem comes in is that they're wanting to do this in the middle of, you know, these are their words. I don't think we're in the middle, myself, my opinion. I don't think we're in the middle of a pandemic anymore. I think we have handled COVID-19. I think we've done very well with it. We did flatten the curve. We know more about it now than we did. We just aren't, you know, in some places they're just not acting like they actually learned anything. So in the middle of a pandemic, their proposition is that we are going to import all these new people. Now, this is exactly what the European Union did. The European Union looked where people wanted to migrate from, and they found, you know, they found it in the form of the Syrian war refugee, which was not actually Syrian, and they were not war refugees. And now they have all kinds of other new things taking place where, you know, England is leaving the EU. A lot of the individual countries are saying we no longer want refugees. We no longer want immigrants because entire cultures are being overrun. And despite what we know that we see in Europe, here you've got this Yehu, this professor, saying all these things that haven't worked, they'll work here in New York City. We want people who want to be here. And for some reason, nobody's actually called them out on this, saying, you know, you're crazy. But, you know, that's what it is to be a socialist. Nobody points that out to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaks at the Republican National Convention in Charlotte after officially securing the GOP nomination.
This base doesn't like Joe Biden. They don't like Joe Biden.
That's right.
I think we're going to get a lot of votes. We did last time. People were surprised. Right. Primarily because of trade, because I know how other countries take advantage of us, and I understand that. And that's something that Bernie Sanders people really feel, because I understand trade. I've done USMCA now. I got rid of NAFTA, the world's worst.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, in Monday's testimony on Capitol Hill, urged voters wishing to cast their votes by mail to request and submit ballots early ahead of the November 3rd election. DeJoy, testifying before the House Oversight Committee, says voters should request their ballots at least 15 days ahead of Election Day. This is USA Radio News. 69% of respondents in a Harris survey say they'd support a priority system for distributing a coronavirus vaccine within the United States, while 31% say they'd prefer a first-come, first-served approach. But 66% of Americans say that if the United States develops a vaccine, it should be made only available abroad after all U.S. orders have been filled. The California Supreme Court on Monday overturned the death penalty for Scott Peterson, who was convicted of killing his wife Lacey in 2002 and their unborn son. ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams on the defense's argument.
The defense has argued the prosecutors should not have been able to admit into evidence dog scent evidence, tracking evidence, because they say it's unreliable and it shouldn't have been admitted in the context of the case.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Let's talk a little bit about looting. I made reference to that earlier in the show. I don't have a problem with protest. I protested. You probably protested once or twice. You know, maybe more. I don't know. I've only protested once or twice. Looting bothers me in a way that protests in and of themselves could not bother me. Some of the people that protest are protesting against 4 points that I do not agree with. But a peaceful protest is still proof that we live in a free society. I took an oath when I joined the military to support you in putting out your viewpoint. I still, to this day, would do that for you. And for all the people screaming about how we live in a police state, they forget that if we really did, most of them would be too terrified to leave the house, much less scream in the streets for very long about anything at all. But looting is something far different. Looting is a result of a mob hive mind. It's nothing more than a smash and grab robbery on a grander scale. You can actually watch it as it goes down the street. This doesn't help a cause. This doesn't raise awareness on any one issue. What it does do is it points out that, one, looting is bad, and that whatever you were talking about before you started looting is, you lost me there. And it never helps anyone but the looters themselves. It actually hurts them. In some areas, right, where you've had looting before, you now have what is referred to as a food desert. like in Minneapolis. A lot of grocery stores are going to go away from Minneapolis. A lot of big box stores are going to go away from Minneapolis because, yes, they do. They all have insurance, but insurance is not a monolith. If you have to file a bunch of claims, typically your insurance is going to go up. Insurance is not going to look at Target and say, well, you're Target, so we're not going to raise your rate. Looting leads to everything that the inner city shouldn't want. As a matter of fact, all the things that they're protesting are probably due to strife that has occurred in the past. But see, while I'm sitting here, and I'm going to play this game, I'm going to believe the Black Lives Matter narrative here, if I can. And I'm going to say, okay, there is systemic racism. They're just trying to shoot. White cops go out every day looking for black people to shoot. Let's play that game. And then we get this from Alicia Moten. We get this from some publication talking about her. An activist accused people upset over the recent looting in downtown Chicago of being upset about the wrong thing during a recent press conference. People are worried about looting and their literal lives being taken away. There are people who are dying and y'all are mad about looting Mag Mile. Get over it. She said that Lisa Moten said this at an event hosted by the group Good Kids Mad City. She continued, these buildings are insured. Materials will come back, but they will not come back. We will not come back if they kill us. What do y'all not get about that? Gucci, Apple Store, whatever it is, that stuff can be replaced. But we won't be replaced. We lose our lives every single day for this cause, and y'all are mad about the wrong blank. And if you look at her Twitter profile, she says she describes herself as a mad abolitionist and a member of Good Kids Mad City. Besides people who have been killed in rioting, who a lot of them have been black, how many members of Black Lives Matter have been killed for their cause? Do we know? I mean, surely that would make the news, wouldn't it? Don't you think? I think it would. And as far as, yes, people lose 8,000, without COVID-19, 8,000 people were losing their lives every day for various reasons. And listen, when your loved one dies, if they die of Alzheimer's, a heart attack, you know, if they're killed in a medical misadventure, if they drown in a 5-gallon bucket of sour cream, which is actually a cause of death, that is all the tragedy. It's as much of a tragedy as anything else to them, to the loved ones. I suppose if people were being murdered daily for their beliefs, I could at least understand the outrage. But they're not. But then let's come back to what this is about. If it's about people losing their lives, how does looting further the cause of that not happening? And while you may say, well, it's just material goods, well, it's more than material goods. If a business pulls up and says, we're out of there, then you lose jobs. When you lose jobs and you start losing it on scale, then you're losing economic opportunity. When economic opportunity goes away, then you're going to start seeing other things come up like drug use and crime. When that begins to happen, then you're going to start seeing this will start to affect the remaining citizens in a city, and that will begin to affect what's happening in schools. And then you've lost educational opportunity. So, why are we expressing our outrage? By driving away the very things that the black community needs the most. So far, I found one report of a Black Lives Matter activist being murdered. She was raped and killed by a black man. I doubt that it didn't have much of anything to do with her activism. And yet people like Moten are still claiming that people are losing their lives every day, yet the media never calls on them to back up that claim. Black men and women dying every day? Well, the answer to that is yes. They always have been. They're always going to. Everything ends. But so are white people and people of all ethnicities. People losing their lives to violence. Black people losing their lives at a higher rate, though? Yeah, but they're often killed at the hands of other black people. 80, you know, half and half. Half of all the murder victims are black. Half of all the murderers are black. 83% of it is because of drugs. Drugs come in because there's no economic opportunity and there's no educational opportunity. So I'm not going to get over the looting. I'm not just going to roll over and shrug because these stores have insurance. Them having insurance isn't a license for these rampaging mobs to take this junk that doesn't belong to them. It's no justification for smash and grab robbery. I'm not going to get over it. Neither should anybody else. Especially those who aren't able to earn a living because some mob thought they had the right to take stuff that didn't belong to them and destroyed the store. In the process, the store uproots and takes off. And unless they follow the company and get out of town, they're out of a job. Store's insurance really didn't help them all that much. And how many of those lives shattered by that are black? So this is all happening in communities that can't afford it. And we got this girl telling us they have insurance. Insurance doesn't help the people in the community when that store does leave. It never does. Yes, if you steal a MacBook Pro, Apple has insurance and they will get that money back. But nothing exists in a vacuum. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. One thing I talked about Dan with is that the left is going all in on gun control this time. The Atlantic noted this last week. Democrats are showing an unprecedented embrace of gun control. The party's betting that support for restrictions is more likely to attract moderate voters than turn them off. And that's because they believe polls. Even though they manufacture them, they believe them. Which tells you, once again, politicians are very tone deaf. They're not the ones moving things around the background. That's a vast array of other people. This is a sign that for them, the goalpost is being, they're moving the goalposts themselves. Their supposition is that if the centrists of the party are all in for eviscerating a Keystone right and ignoring the crystal clear mandate of shall not be infringed, you know that what those polling sentiment in that direction intend to end up with. This also allows these previously considered moderate to now be smeared as extremists with accusations of being haters not far behind. It wasn't always that way. At one point within the lifetimes of many of us, even the Democrat leftists were on record expressing belief in the Second Amendment and demonstrating that they have understood founding intent in a way that today would have them condemned as an insurrectionist traitor. John F. Kennedy, he responded to Gun Magazine's inquiries in the April 1960 issue's Know Your Lawmakers feature. He said, by calling attention to a well-regulated militia, the security of the nation, and the right of each citizen to keep and bear arms, our founding fathers recognized the essentially civilian nature of our economy. Although it is extremely unlikely that the fears of governmental tyranny, which gave rise to the Second Amendment, will ever be a major danger in our nation, the amendment still remains an important declaration of our basic civilian-military relationships in which every citizen must be ready to participate in the defense of his country. For that reason, I believe the Second Amendment will always be important, so said John F. Kennedy. Then there's Hubert Humphrey in the February issue. He said, certainly one of the chief guarantees of freedom under any government, no matter how popular and respected, is the right of the citizens to keep and bear arms. This is not to say that firearms should not be very carefully used and that definite safety rules of precaution should not be taught and enforced. but the right of citizens to bear arms is just one more guarantee against arbitrary government, one more safeguard against a tyranny which now appears remote in America, but which has historically proved to always be possible. Some of you may never have heard that before coming from Democrats. You're not likely to hear it again. There was a time in the American political discourse where you had one goal with two different philosophies as how to get there. There was a time when both political parties actually cared about you. To be sure, politics has always been a corrupt game to be involved in. Politicians like being politicians. They do. They want, for some reason, they get in there, and all of a sudden that Senate seat they occupy is my seat. That House of Representatives seat is my seat. Not the state's seat, not the people's seat. As soon as they come to that moment where they begin to believe that they are the proprietor of it, they've gone over to the other side. But those two very prominent Democrats of their time, this is the lie. This just lays open the lie that this whole individual rights theory didn't start to gain ground until the NRA started getting more political circa 1977. We get this from New Yorker writer and legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin. While conventional wisdom suggests that an individual's right to bear arms is enshrined in the Second Amendment of the Constitution, it is in fact a relatively recent interpretation. It certainly wasn't the clear record left by the framers of prior Supreme Court cases, including Scott versus Sanford, Cruikshank, and Miller. But then again, perhaps maybe he was just some sort of a mouthpiece advancing an agenda regardless of the truth. It's sort of one of these things where you look at it and you see these past asinine assertions that he made, and it appears to corroborate other things that he's saying now. Meanwhile, back at the Atlantic, there's a new exemplar of moderation. I quote, "He's laid out an assault weapons ban for new purchases, a man named Bill, a managing partner at a small investment firm and a former intelligence officer," said excitedly when asked why he backed Bloomberg for president. Bill declined to give his last name for privacy reasons. And there absolutely should be universal background checks, he continued. It's like, that's a no-brainer. Come on. The Atlantic says, "This is the new normal in the Democratic Party. Moderate voters not only support gun control legislation, but have begun to use the issue as a litmus test." So Bill is a Democrat. Having an intelligence background, I don't suppose he actually did any pertinent data collection before deciding that trying to force millions of his armed countrymen to surrender their rights and bend to the will of the collectivists was a no-brainer. Now, this kind of campaign didn't work for Al Gore. He lost his home state. It didn't work for Hillary Clinton. But now they've decided to bet the electorate has changed enough for denial of rights to be a winning issue. And that makes fair the question, has it? And Virginia gives us some clues. Gun control was indeed a core campaign message for Spanberger, the Democratic representative who defeated incumbent Dave Brat 2 years ago in a suburban district near Richmond, Virginia. It's also central to the campaign platform of Jennifer Wexton, Spanberger's fellow Virginian and fellow freshman who flipped her D.C. adjacent district from red to blue. By 2019, polling showed that gun control was the top issue for voters in their home state, and that fall Democrats managed to gain control of the state legislature and immediately passed a huge slate of gun reforms. If you want to know how that happened, that's because 60% of the electorate stayed home. See, while you're reading this and you're being told, well, everybody's about gun control now, it's not. There are, for some people, yes, it is. It absolutely is a one-issue thing. For gun grabbers, yes, it is. Yes, yes. But we're going to see in November if the demographics have changed enough nationally to give the House-holding Democrats the win for the White House and the Senate and for upcoming federal Supreme Court appointments. The problem is, if that is actually true, we're going to have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris leading the charge against us, which, of course, will prove catastrophic for them. But it will also prove catastrophic for some of us. It would be far better if we didn't cross that line. So, I would ask, I would urge all of you that listen to this, that care about what this show talks about, and not because I talk about it, because you care about it, plan to go and vote in person. Most of you want to anyway. Go vote in person. Let your voice be heard. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, do me a favor and always remember this. It has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. It's going to be a hard fight, but we've won it before. We can win it again. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.